Om Shanti.
Today's Murli slogan and Brahma Baba's step is on the topic that we have to become the world benefactor. In order to become a world benefactor, we have to give good wishes to all the souls and to the five elements of nature. We have to give good wishes and vibrations to the whole world. The construction of yajna, establishment of yajna, Shiv Baba gave the thought and Brahma Baba constructed, established this yajna. He would wake up at night and would give good wishes to the whole world. Our main theme is through our attitude we create the atmosphere and we change the environment and transform this world. We do service to our teachers too. Baba said in many murlis that the nature of the service will transform. And we have seen this in the past 9 months that a new form of seva is emerging. Baba has explained about this in many murlis earlier. That's why Baba said that to be ever ready and suddenly anything can happen and you need practice for a long time. Because in the coming days, this will be the foundation for the main service. As and when the time is near to reach, go back home, there will be transformation in the souls of this world. Because of the transformation on their body, on the atmosphere, on their relationship, there will be an impact. If they do not have a right understanding, they will face different problems. And the nature too is in full force. That's why Baba has given this foundation of subtle service. And the basis of subtle service is good wishes. And the basis of this good wishes is that we have to become think good for ourselves until and unless we accept ourselves and love ourselves. If you do not think or churn good food for yourself, and Baba has said about this from the beginning till the end, that you are an elevated soul, you are a powerful soul, you are a pure soul. This is our base. And when we become the embodiment of this and do every action, in the past two Sunday Murlis, if you look at it, in the yesterday's 18 January Murli 2, the main force of these Murli, I was enlightening the Murli in the two Murlis. The force was, even while doing action, you should be a karma yogi, and in what moment, what embodiment you should be, you should be able to stabilize yourself in that form and give vibration and do your action. Because you have to increase the time of your chart. The chart is not just by sitting. It's not just for sitting meditation and not just for the Amritvela meditation. But you have to become that embodiment and do your action. In every action, you should be able to stabilize yourself in your eternal original form and give continuous vibrations. What is good wishes? And the one who thinks about good wishes, there's a beautiful story about this. One angel was going from one place to another. It was a desert. And he saw there was a bird. He became very weak and the bird's wings were weak. There's no water, there's no food. And the angel was going through that way. The bird asked, "Where are you going?" Angel said, "I'm going to meet the Supreme Father." Angel said, "Will you please ask a question to the Supreme Father? Why am I suffering so much?" Because every day the bird would tell negative things about himself and about the situation the bird is in. The angel said, "Okay." The angel went and asked the Supreme Father. He said about the bird. The Supreme Father said, for the seven births, his problem won't be solved. And the angel said, if you give this message to the bird will have heart attack and then he would go in depression. The Supreme Father said, there's only one solution. When a bird is in the difficult situation, then he should say, I'm thankful to God for everything. He should say this version that I'm thankful to God for everything. Angel gave this message to the bird. So after 7 days, the angel was going through that the same direction. And he saw that the desert transformed. And the bird was healthy. His wings were healthy. He had food. And the angel thought, what happened in 7 days? Because the Supreme Soul said that the bird won't be alright for the next 7 births. He went to the Supreme Father and said, how did this happen? Supreme Father said, the bird caught my mantra. When he would fall on the desert, he said, I'm thankful to God for everything. When he was not able to fly, he would say, I'm thankful to God for everything. When he's in pain, when he has pain in the body, he would say, I'm thankful to God for everything. That's why his sin for the next 7 births got cut down in 7 days. It got solved in 7 days. So the basis of good wishes is we should think good about ourselves. This is the secret which Prabhupada mentioned. That never think negative and not view yourself in a negative way. Baba gave the mantra of sitting in the seat of self-respect. You should set yourself in the self-respect state and look in a positive way that my birth is for an elevated task. I am Master Almighty. I am the selected soul. How much ever you give this order to yourself and view yourself in this form and increase your self-respect, then automatically you will become like that. Because the basis of this is elevated, powerful, pure thoughts. How much ever you create positive, powerful thoughts about yourself, that much the vibration will be spreading in the atmosphere, in the environment and in the nature. So you have to churn the points of knowledge. How much ever your knowledge points you have in your mind, that much your negativity will be reduced. And this thought will be transformed into vibration and it will reach others. The soul is an energy. And this energy, when this energy gets connected to the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, when this energy gets connected to the Supreme Soul, who is the highest energy, that energy constantly gets spread throughout to the whole body, to all the cells. There is 1.4 voltage energy inside and outside of the cell. So just imagine for a second how much voltage is inside the body, how much current is inside the body. When this energy gets connected with the supreme energy, the soul in the form of master is controlling this energy. And this energy gets transformed, spread to others also, which Baba mentioned in the two murlis, that is yesterday's and the Sunday's murli, that one is the blessing that I am Master Almighty. Second, remain seated in the self-respect stage. If you remain seated in your self-respect stage, then the impossible becomes possible. If you have determined thought and remain seated in your seat, then with the blessing of Supreme Father, that task will be possible. Baba said it has already happened. We have seen Shiv Baba. When he comes for this Avyat Milan, Baba said beautiful version that every single child is in my heart. Whoever I hear, whoever is not here, who is far, who is near, every single child is in my heart. Everyone can take their number forward. Even the last person can take the first place. But you should have pure thoughts, pure wishes, world benefaction, feeling. You should have the feeling that all are yours. The main character of a leadership is you will become the emperor in the golden silver age. How much are we connected to the souls? How much are we connected to all the souls of this world? And if others get the feeling of that you are there, the feeling of family, and you have created thought that they should also benefit, and you're connected with them with the heart, then these vicious feelings reaches others. It touches them. And whatever transformation you have to make in others, it will happen. Whether it's illness. If you keep Baba with you and with the presence of Baba, if you give vibrations, positive vibrations, healing vibration to them, and if you think that this person should become alright, it will happen. But you just have to practice. You have to practice the different stages, be the embodiment of that, which Baba said in yesterday's Mili. You have to become a karma yogi and practice. Your yoga is not the sitting meditation, it should be continuous. And even while sleeping, your sleep should be yoga nidra. And while sleeping, your vibration is spreading through this world. You have seen Dadi, especially Dadi Janki. It's seen in Dadi's picture too. Take blessing, give blessing. What is the meaning of taking blessing and giving blessing? You should constantly give blessings to others, good wishes to others. I remember once Dadi Ji said, in the hospital.
जब patient सामने से आता है reception के पहले.
When patient comes before the reception, you should give a new duty to them. I asked, what's it? That is it. Ask the person to sit in the chair. Ask the person to sit in the chair before the reception who is constantly smiling. So when the patient enters the hospital and sees the smiling face of the person,
reception wala vyakti bhi kahega sab theek hai,
and he'll say everything is all right. Even the receptionist says everything is all right, doctor will say everything is all right, nurse will say everything is all right, then the patient will become all right. 50% and more healing happens naturally in the body. There's no role of the medicine, and the healing takes place automatically. That's why it's called healthy. That is, you can heal yourself. 99% of the illness is ourselves. That's why, how much of a vibration you give yourself to others, to the nature, from the golden age till the end, they cooperate with us. How much ever they become Sattva-pradhan from golden age till the confluence age, they cooperate with us. The nature will cooperate with us. Even we have to purify the nature. There's one real. There's one author. It's a real story of Greece and Cyprus. And it's also used in the management field, used in the education field too, used in the technical field too. It's very deep. Because the subject itself is deep. There was one sculpture. He was not happy with his life. Then he thought that I will constantly make these sculptures only. So in his mind there was a complete sculpture, idol. Then he thought, I will have to create this idol. So he created this beautiful sculpture of a lady and then named it Galatea. And he would talk to that lady. And he decorated the lady and would constantly look at the sculpture and would talk to that sculpture in the form of lady. One day there was a festival in the town. There was an Aphrodite deity. He asked to the deity, he wished that this sculpture should become real and give offering to the deity. And the deity went to that place where he made the sculpture of the lady very white. Galatea means white. So it's very pure white sculpture. And this deity liked this sculpture and fulfilled his dream. And then gave life to that sculpture. Then the sculpture came there, he saw that it's something is happening to the sculpture, and when he touched the sculpture it became real, and they both got married. There's one town in the Cyprus in this name too. It's called Pygmalion effect in management. The meaning of Pygmalion effect is, if you ask someone in a very beautiful way, teacher, manager, the teacher have good wishes to the students and say good to the students, results will be good. If the teacher talks negative to the students, they become weak. In the same way, Shiv Baba too is keeping 100% good wishes to us, from us. that you will become the masters of the world. You were the emperors, you were the deities. In the whole cycle, you have an elevated role. So that the expectations that Baba has towards us, we move beyond that level. We were here with from zero level. So Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba constantly give positive vibration to us, and our level slowly, slowly elevated. It's seen in that experiment. In one school's teacher, said that these are weak students, you have to elevate the student. And in the other classes, teachers were asked that these are intelligent students, you have to elevate them. So there was class A and B. And when the first class of students, where the teachers were said that it was dull student, their results went down, and the B class students, it was said that they were intelligent students, their results become high. So in the first group, actually they were intelligent students, but the teacher's attitude towards them was that they were dull students and it did not work for them. And the second group, it was moderate and dull students, but the teacher's attitude towards them changed their result. The same thing happened with the Albert Einstein of Thomas Edison. So Thomas Alva Edison's mother had said good words towards them, and because of which his self-esteem increased and became a scientist. So we should also not reduce our self-respect. Now, for the next 5 minutes, for ourselves, for the whole world, for all the souls of the world, we will give powerful vibrations. How much ever we give such a vibration to them, they will cooperate with us, and all the souls of the world will cooperate with us throughout the cycle. So focus your energy on your forehead between your eyes, in the center of the forehead. May the soul, Master Almighty, my good wishes, good feelings and good wishes, the vibrations of these is spreading to the whole world and to the five elements of nature. I, the soul, is experiencing Supreme Soul is with me, is my companion, and is giving good wishes and good feelings to the whole world. Every soul is receiving this vibration. The five elements of nature is in their original eternal stage. Every single soul is in their original eternal energy. From golden age to silver age, copper and iron age, and the five elements of nature, and every single soul is cooperating with me. Continue to give good wishes to all, and continue to take blessings from all.
Thank you.